Today's Daf Yomi is Gittin Daf Ayin Tes, Gittin 79. And again, we want to encourage people, if you'd like to support our yeshiva, to please subscribe to our YouTube channel, Yeshivas Eli Melech. So today's Daf Yomi Ayin Tes discusses the concept of a get yashan, of a, literally speaking, this is an older get. So Beis Shammai says, Poter Adam, Beis Shammai says a person can exempt his wife, Ishto, beget yashan, with an older get, whereas Beis Hillel prohibits use of an older get. The Ezu get yashan, what's a get yashan? Kol shenis yached ima me'achar shekasvua, anytime he was secluded with her after he wrote the get. So the concept here is that a person has written a get to his wife, but then before he gives it to her, he's secluded with her. And the concern is that people will see that later on they'll have children after he wrote the get, but before he gave the get, and then there will be the concern that his children were born out of wedlock, and while that technically speaking does not make them a mamzer, that does not make them a bastard child, it does, however, raise concerns about the purity of the lineage, about whether or not this is appropriate for the child, and whether or not the child has what's called a pagam, a spiritual challenge to their lineage, in which case it would be a less desirable marriage. But the basic point is that the rabbis wanted to avoid this concept of a get yashan. According to Beis Shammai, you're exempt, you'd still do it, but Beis Hillel says it's prohibited. And we see from here that the concept is that the rabbis were of the position that once a person writes the get, he either should give it or else it's going to be disqualified, and certainly shouldn't be secluded with his wife. And this is also along the idea that once a person writes a get, it's time to move on with the relationship, and that's the point. You have to move on, and you have to know when to move on.